This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're just glad that we're all safe and that we're still together. The kids are healthy, we're healthy, the dogs are fine.
That's one of the thousands of people left homeless by the campfire in Northern California. But she told Fox News she feels lucky considering that 79 people have been killed by the fire and over 150,000 acres have been burned. Heavy rains expected in that area over the next few days could make it harder to locate additional victims while also causing mudslides. The fire is now 70% contained. The gunman who shot and killed a Chicago police officer, a doctor, and a pharmacy resident at Mercy Hospital in Chicago yesterday, identified as Juan Lopez. Mayor Rahm Emanuel says,
"This tears at the soul of our city."
Lopez ended up fatally shot, but it's unclear whether he took his own life. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Actor James Woods says he was on Twitter on Monday night when he came across a post from a former Marine who was talking about suicide. So Woods says he contacted the Orlando Police Department to say the man named Andrew McMasters was, quote, sitting with his dog, a black lab, possibly in a Walmart parking lot, and says he wants to kill himself. McMasters had posted that he was a good guy, a veteran who loves America, but had lost everything. Woods asking authorities to perform a wellness check. He then followed the man on Twitter to try and spark a conversation. Police were able to track down McMaster's home address, but at last check they had not found him. So far, his condition remains unknown. The Thanksgiving travel season now underway, expected to rank as one of the busiest ever. The group Airlines for America says with airfares down 5% from a year ago, airports around the country will be busy. The TSA vows it will keep things moving. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky was speaking to some folks at one of the busiest airports in America, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta, as the Thanksgiving holiday getaway begins.
Gobble, gobble, it's going to be busy.
He did just say gobble, gobble, right?
Yeah, gobble, gobble. That's what my little son loves to say every Thanksgiving. He's four, yeah.
Deontay, a super friendly skycap here at Southwest, busy helping Thanksgiving travelers with their bags. What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
They're crazy.
The Thanksgiving travelers in a good mood, heading to cities where the weather is warm.
Phoenix, Arizona, it's 80 degrees. There's snow on the ground in Chicago.
Is that where you're from?
Yes.
Army Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan says the troops the president sent to the U.S.-Mexico border will be back home by Christmas. Buchanan says the current plan is to have that mission of supporting Border Patrol finished by December 15th. And the first recreational marijuana dispensaries are opening in Massachusetts today. The state's Cannabis Control Commission announcing on Friday it had authorized two stores to start selling marijuana products. Massachusetts, the first state on the East Coast to sell recreational pot. Let me remind you again that when you're online surfing around, you can find us anytime at our brand new website, usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what it's all about. That's the way we roll here at Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is there, including all our past guests that we've had on the show, because we're givers. You can download any segments of the show, particular interviews that you would like to listen to again and refer to and share with friends. They're all right there. Easily handled, along with some great information, including all the money you're going to save, you know, this holiday season, in your travels, with gas. I mean, you know, we've had a big reduction in, price of gasoline. So, that's, good news for all of us that are going to be doing a bit of a staycation. But, you know, about the holidays here, you know, many of us are looking forward to it. We're just eagerly, we love Thanksgiving. It kicks off Christmas, all that good stuff that happens, and we look forward to it. But, you know, there are some people that, you know, the holidays just remind them of, you know, just some offenses and unforgiveness that's lingering. And with that, you know, sadly, the holidays reflect more anger and pain than they do good. And that's really sad when you think about it. Our next guest, Dr. John Schneider, who's going to be joining us. He's a pastor and conference speaker, down to earth with a great sense of humor, they tell me. So, we'll put him on the spot. Say, okay, pastor, time to be funny. Okay. John has the ability to take the most highbrow theological concepts and present them in everyday language. And he addresses readers with compassion and empathy. Dr. Schneider, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, you know, the topic is important. And, of course, you know, your book, Resenting God, you know, we address these issues, you know, that when people are offended, when the horizontal relationship is compromised, as we say, the vertical relationship can be distorted, right?
That's right. Yeah, resentment is like a... like any type of infectious disease, it doesn't stay static. This keeps on going, gets worse. So it has to be dealt with, for sure.
So for people, I mean, you know, especially people of faith, you know, I'm not supposed to be living this way. Why am I dragging this doggone anchor around? And every time we come to Christmas, it just, you know, it should be a happy time. And I resent Christmas. What do you say to that?
It kind of depends on the what the situation is. If it's resenting other people, there's some different dynamics there. Mm-hmm. I was concentrating on resenting God, because
yes,
you can resent people, you can resent God for similar reasons, usually some sort of a perceived offense or something we think we've been treated unfairly or for something like that. And sometimes these things last, as far as people go, we can feel that for 30, 40 years. As a pastor, I've seen that too. When it comes to God, it's a different deal, because it's more serious, of course, mm-hmm. and it has to be dealt with, or it gets worse. I've seen people over time have their faith just fade away because the resentment was there. They didn't deal with it, or in some cases they weren't even ready to admit it because, you know, we're not supposed to feel that, right?
Right, exactly.
Christians were...
Well, especially towards God.
To feel. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're not supposed to feel that. Therefore, we're feeling something else.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing, I think, is to just face it honestly, whether it's people or God. Tell God about it.
Right.
Say, Lord, I resent my whatever it is. I resent you. My love for you has been affected. I'm not sure I understand you anymore, and that sort of thing. But that's the first step, is just total honesty before God.
And God can handle it. I mean, and I got to tell you, I think every person of faith, you know, John, gets to that point where you just have to be honest with God. Gosh, I remember I had a season of life where I went through an experience, and it was at a point where I'd go to pray the Lord's Prayer. That's my favorite go-to prayer of all time. I love the Lord's Prayer. But when it said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," I stopped. I said, God, I can't. I've had enough of your kingdom right now. You know, you've cooked to me. You know what I'm saying?
Lord, let me try mine for a while.
But it was one of those things I just felt like, and it was so liberating because I could talk to the Father like that, just, you know, instead of the, you know, traditional ways that we think we know how to pray or whatever. It was just sitting and being real and having a conversation with God, you know, just and realizing after I was so brutally honest, like as if God didn't know what was going on anyway. But I had to get it out of my own spirit. And when I did, it was so liberating.
Yeah, that's right. It has to be cast off. Paul says, if you have a root of resentment, a root of bitterness, he calls it, it's basically the same thing.
Right.
Get rid of it. Throw it off. Dump it as soon as possible. The only way to do that is to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because pretending before God is a waste of time, isn't it?
Right.
And then say, Lord, I can't get rid of this myself. I mean, it's something that's too big for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through it, too. I went through a period of 7 years of resentment because it had taken away from me. So I couldn't understand. And realized later that I could not by myself dump it the way he wanted me to. And Paul knows that.
Mm-hmm.
All the great commandments of God in the Bible, like love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, neighbor as yourself. I mean, no one has ever done that.
Yeah.
Not something we can do by our own strength. It requires something supernatural. So
exactly.
That's the good news. God is there ready to help us out of the hole which we might have created for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Corrie ten Boom, remember the story where the man who was responsible for her sister's death in the prison camp comes to her later after the war and says, I'm a believer now and I would like you to forgive me. And her first thought was, that's not a possibility.
Right.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
But she realized she had to. So what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the Father and say, look, this is too big for me. Something I can't. You can through me, but I can't.
Right.
And so help me out. So she said it was like a pendulum. To take the weight off, over time, the pendulum slows down, eventually stops.
Mm-hmm.
That's what resentment does. But you have to be committed to it. God has to help you. But eventually, with prayer and the intention of not continuing it, it will stop.
John, how do you define resentment?
We'll give you a standard dictionary. It's a sort of a bitter indignation.
Mm-hmm.
Being or perceived to be treated unfairly. And, of course, with people, that very often is true, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, sometimes there's no doubt about it. Somebody did it to us, and we're resenting it. But with God, it's always a misperception.
Mm-hmm.
Because God never treats anybody unfairly. He's never unjust. He's never cruel. And so however we got into the hole in the first place, it was by not seeing things the way they are. And so that's one of the first steps out, is to get a perception of God that's accurate.
Yeah. And as you say, it's relevant for people as well. Heaven knows the political culture that we're dealing with today, particularly in this country, is such that, boy, our vision is really compromised and we're at each other's throats. And, you know, my prayer has been that peace would fall upon us. and pursue us in such a way, in only the way that God can do this, that we can once again have conversations with one another and connect instead of being so divisive and at each other's throats. But that's on a horizontal level that I'm referring to here. But as John says, it has application. We've got more from Dr. John Schneider. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, 84M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
just the way you like it. It's all for you. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day as we continue to come at you right here at the intersection of faith and reason. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Pastor John Snyder joins us, author as well, a conference speaker, down to earth, as we said, with a great sense of humor. And John and I were just talking off the air. He's a Southern California boy, born and raised, and he's, you know, God's really, boy, put you on a trajectory. You're all over the planet taking the gospel, but you look back home and you see what's happening in this country, John, and it's just quite disturbing how tribal we have become. You know, speaking of resentment, yeah, on a horizontal level here, it's just like we're at each other's throats.
It's heartbreaking. I don't know where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
To imagine the end game here, mm-hmm, just gets worse and worse. The hatred has multiplied. It seems like every different group hates every other group.
Mm-hmm.
And this has to go somewhere. It has to be reversed, or it has to get worse, but it's not going to stay the same. And
well,
unless something happens,
right,
there's an intervention, it's going to keep on getting worse.
I almost see it as like somebody who's drowning. You know, it's out there and needs somebody to come in and save them. And we just have a lot of fight in us right now, and that anybody would try to come in and save them, it's going to be, you know, barring, you know, lest Jesus would come, because Jesus has a way of talking to you that really gets to the heart of the matter, and you kind of go, yeah, I'm kind of a knucklehead, I got to get this straight. And I have been, my prayer has been, John, for a while here, that there would be a voice that could come through the clutter. You know, back in the old days, you know, you had like a Will Rogers or some satirist who could, you know, come on the scene and kind of, you know, back everybody off a little bit. Maybe Tim Allen is serving a little bit of that. But we need somebody with a huge megaphone to tell people, you know, because I share with people all the time in our Hispanic community. When we were growing up, you know, our grandma, our abuela would look at you and, you know, kind of give you that grandma look. And if you didn't get straightened out, and the next thing that would happen is that she'd pull off a chancla, her house slipper, and it was going flying over your head. And that was as good as a beating you could get. You know, if grandma had to take off her chancla, her house slipper, and throw it at you, you know, you got straightened out. But right now, there'd be lots of chanclas flying around, you know, this country, because people are out of order. I mean, they're just out of control here.
I know.
Yeah.
What bothers me, too, is that Christians have joined right in. I mean, you'd think they would want to be playing some peacemaking roles, but they join in with all the hatred and all the bitterness and all the complaints and accusations. They're not really making a difference there. And then when they actually have the opportunity to do so, this is the time when for kindness and for patience and all the fruit of the Spirit to be operating. But
exactly.
When I look around and listen to people in the churches and so on, it's just like everybody else. Well, that's not good. That's not right.
Yeah.
And God wants us to be, you know, salt and light.
Right. Well, that's what the church was established for, was it not? And so much so, I mean, you know, sometimes people in church get all wiggy about this stuff, but it's like, wait a minute. God established the church, said the gates of hell could not prevail against it. Well, that's a pretty strong position of authority, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
You know, but if we don't exercise, the authority, if we don't know what that looks like, and we're not exercising it, and then, you know, here it is, we've assumed the culture, and so the culture goes, which I thought was interesting here, because about 18 months ago, Gallup did a poll, and you know, the thing that stuck out for me was non-churchgoers were going, hey, where's the people of the church? We need some sanity. We need people of faith to kind of straighten this out, and going, well, wait a minute. You told them and the Ten Commandments to get the heck out of the public square. Now you're going, hey, we're in trouble. We're drowning. We need your help, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, I heard another poll from Barna. He said recently that only 9% of Christians, identify as Christians, born again, mm-hmm, and so forth, have a biblical worldview.
Yes.
9%.
Yeah. Well, look at the pastors.
You know?
Senior pastors on the pulpit, less than 50% believe in a biblical worldview. I mean, is it any wonder that we're upside down and backwards here right now? But, hey, look, we were warned. We said, whoa on that day. And those people that make good, bad, you know, evil good, and you know, all the stuff that's upside down, and here we are, and I'm like you, I'm going, okay, Lord, what is the end? I know what the end game is. You're real clear in your word, but here for right now, for a time such as this, and I think about our kids and our grandkids, and going, you know, can we have a Nineveh moment? Do we get another shot here? And I thought maybe we might, just might, but I believe what's holding it back, John, I will tell you, is there are a lot of people of faith praying. I mean, there are people on their knees before the Father right now, and they're prostrate and laying it out and going, God, you know, we need a real solution, and whatever, as much as it would count on me and a revival. And I tell people all the time, you know, hey, go be a revival of one, you know?
You know, one of my favorite images in the Bible comes right out of the first couple verses of Genesis, where it says that his spirit hovered over the unruly mass, the chaos.
The chaos.
And his job was to extract order from the chaos, reestablish it. And that turns out to be, I think, you could say, that is the job description of the Holy Spirit up to the present day.
That's right.
And so we can assume that he is hovering over the chaos of the world right now. And he has the power to exploit it, to restrain it, and to restore what we've lost. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and that's one of my favorite pictures as well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because you look, and you know, that particular verse causes you to look in between the two verses, the space in between them, to say, what was going on with humanity, what was going on with God's world at that point in time, you know, the chaos, it was dark, it was void, it was totally insane. I mean, it's like, probably, you know, the angels look down from heaven and going, whoa, hey, man, it's getting void again, what's going on here, you know?
We're going back to start.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but it's just insane. But back to your book and, you know, resenting God. And I think you bring up something that is so clear, and that is that we can be real with God in dealing with this, and we have to process it. And, you know, one-on-one with God. I think the other thing is you mentioned, too, in terms of the horizontal application, our the fact the Bible says, hey, look, confess your sins one to another, that you can pray for each other, that you would be healed. That, you know, sometimes it requires some support, you know, a godly circle of people who can hold you accountable, that can keep your eye on the prize here. You know, because pain can be so debilitating, and pain management, whether it's physical, emotional, or otherwise, I mean, boy, that can just absorb so much, can it not?
Yeah, that's right. And if there's any help at all, it is from God. There are some human relationships which we are just not capable of fixing. It's far beyond us. But even in those cases, God has the power to heal and to fix. But it requires some repentance. It requires some humility and a huge dependence on God. But he does have the power and the ability to restore anything that's lost.
Mm-hmm.
Anything we can lose in this world as believers is restorable, at least now or later. And God's in the business of rebuilding.
You know, and I want people to hear what you're saying here, John, in a new way. That, you know, sometimes they might think, oh, well, you know, I read that in the Bible, that's fine, but I haven't really experienced that for myself. But I would say, and I know you would agree with this, that, you know, kind of like the blind man, when you experience the difference of once you're blind, now you see, you know, once you were resentful, now you're not, and you've gone through that process, you're a totally different person. And are you not?
Yes, and I think we need to stay close to the people of God here. If you got a bad case of resentment, the best thing is not to go off in the corner and just keep on feeling it and get worse, but to get close to the people of God and talk to them about it, because probably most of them have been through similar circumstances, and some of the older ones can give some advice on how they got out of it, how the biblical characters got out of it. You know, that Moses and King David, Elijah, Jeremiah all reach points of severe disillusionment with God and resentment. It's right there in the text. Not the kind of verses you put in your refrigerator, but they're there. And, you know, all of them discovered later, of course, that God was and was who he said he was. He was good. He was faithful. He was
exactly.
But there are moments when we doubt that.
And, right.
God has big shoulders.
Really? We got to leave it right there. Dr. John Schneider, his book, Resenting God, on Bill Martinez Live.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're just glad that we're all safe and that we're still together. The kids are healthy, we're healthy, the dogs are fine.
That's one of the thousands of people left homeless by the campfire in Northern California. But she told Fox News she feels lucky considering that 79 people have been killed by the fire and over 150,000 acres have been burned. Heavy rains expected in that area over the next few days could make it harder to locate additional victims while also causing mudslides. The fire is now 70% contained. The gunman who shot and killed a Chicago police officer, a doctor, and a pharmacy resident at Mercy Hospital in Chicago yesterday, identified as Juan Lopez. Mayor Rahm Emanuel says,
"This tears at the soul of our city."
Lopez ended up fatally shot, but it's unclear whether he took his own life. This is USA Radio News.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Listening to Bill Martinez.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Coming up, we've got celebrated chef, baker, and founder of Milk Bar. He's going to be talking about sensational holiday dessert ideas. Okay, so get your taste buds ready. You know, there's nothing more satisfying than that first cup of coffee in the morning. When the holidays roll around, we need that morning jolt even more than usual, especially when planning a big family meal, right? Hosting a gathering at home means a lot of planning is going to go into the menu, from entree and sides to drink pairings. While you're debating which sides will pair best with the turkey and choosing which stuffing recipe to try this year, don't forget about the dessert courses, okay? The end to a perfect holiday meal is a delicious seasonal dessert paired with a hot cup of coffee to warm you up on a chilly day. Now, if baking isn't your strong suit, you may be tempted to tell guests to bring the dessert. But this year, you're going to have a little help from one of the country's most successful bakers. Christine Tosi is back with us. Yes, the James Byrd award-winning chef, founder and owner of beloved dessert and bakery chain Milk Bar. Christina, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well and excited to get everyone amped up about getting in the kitchen to bake this holiday season.
Well, I did my best to warm them up and to bring you on so that we can do this. I was getting myself excited too here, you know. So
I got to tell you, for me, I believe the secret to life and this holiday season is all about cake. I've actually teamed with Folgers to bring three of my favorite, most inspired dessert recipes. They're all about cake, and they range from super simple, something that you can whip up with perhaps a whippersnapper in the kitchen any time of day or night, all the way to a beautiful, gorgeous layer cake that will certainly wow any guest you have over or any dinner table you're attending this holiday season.
Oh, I love cake. Cake in the holidays, you know, I mean, hey, there's always pie, but when there's nothing like a good piece of cake and a hot cup of coffee, is there?
It's right. There's something very nostalgic about cake. I know for me, I grew up in a household where my dad always had a hot pot of Folgers coffee on every morning. I remember begging my mom to start off the day with a piece of cake. And I'll tell you what, Bill, I have a beautiful raspberry bundt cake. It's a bundt cake that has a swirl of fresh raspberry puree. It's bright, it's red, it's fruity, and I top it with a gorgeous zesty grapefruit glaze. And believe it or not, it's great for breakfast as well as that afternoon pick-me-up or an evening dessert. And the best part about it is it pairs really well with coffee because there's an acidity, a freshness, a brightness to the cake that really balances that nice, warm, bitter or creamy, depending on how you take your cup of coffee, really perfectly.
And I like what you're doing there. You're kind of just tweaking it just a little bit, putting a little signature and a little special topping on something that, you know, most people might just say, well, hey, you know, cake is good enough. But, hey, a little tweak here and there, it's there's nothing wrong with that, right?
It's true. I'm a really big believer in empowerment in the kitchen. I think your kitchen is your kitchen and you're the boss. I'm a really big fan of the sort of power of baking, but the power of what baking really brings, because I believe it actually goes beyond baking. And I love to take a recipe in the kitchen and just sort of just ask the question why, whether it's, you know, at the grocery store saying, what would happen if I take this fresh in season zesty grapefruit and add it to a classic bundt cake, or whether I take some pretzels that are in the pantry and grind them down and whip them up into a little cake batter, nuke them in the microwave for 30 seconds. That's how I came up with this really fun, salty, sweet pretzel microwave mug cake. Or I mean, to be honest, everything's inspiring to me. So I think about sort of a classic tiramisu, which was a part of my upbringing, having a father that's from Italy and sort of growing up that heritage. I'm always finding ways to sneak a little bit of personality into my desserts. And I'll tell you, a lot of personality goes a long way, especially when you bring coffee into the mix. And for me, that sort of that inviting coffee, not just next to the cake, but into a layer cake like my tiramisu layer cake, is key, and I think makes the spirit of dessert this holiday season even more fun than the years that came before.
Yeah, it sounds like in your household, as it was with ours as well, you know, when you have parents that enjoy cooking and, as you say, you know, put their signatures and special tweaks to, you know, maybe everyday recipes and that sort of thing, it really makes it personal, doesn't it? And almost like it's a gift unto itself, isn't it?
It really does, and it really is. You know, my most, like, cherished family memories happen with dessert. They happen with cake. They happen with a cup of coffee. I have, like, my best conversations with my mom in the afternoon. We share a slice of bundt cake. We have our cup of coffee, and that's kind of our moment to let the rest of the world wash away. And I don't know about your family, but in my family, after that big holiday meal, we take a break before dessert. Someone brews a pot of coffee. We usually get out some sort of board game or the cards, you know, to sort of dial up a game of gin or gin rummy or even Uno if the little ones are involved. And there's something about the camaraderie that happens over dessert when you're sort of letting the rest of the world be a little lighter on your shoulders for a moment, and you're really sort of leaning into each other to connect. It always happens in those moments, and I think a little personality whipped into a seemingly average cake recipe is kind of the invitation to share.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. And you describe a beautiful family setting there, and one that I'm sure you guys always look forward to. Let's talk about your favorite holiday dessert pairings, and Why do coffee and dessert go? We touched a little bit about that, so let's go a little bit deeper here, because you got me going here. I'm salivating. Okay.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't know what it's like in your household, but I'm always so excited for the holiday season. I shoot out of bed and I brew that first pot of coffee, and I'm always thinking, you know, whether it's my husband or whether my family's visiting or I'm at someone else's house, I'm always trying to create that perfect setting to sort of welcome everyone into the conversation, even when it's early in the morning. And I'm always thinking about, you know, over a pot of coffee, what is it that we want to eat? What is it that's going to sort of get us ready for the day? And for me, taking a traditional bundt cake recipe, one that doesn't require a lot of ingredients, doesn't require a ton of messy dishes. You can throw it together in one bowl. It's a one bowl wonder, as I like to call it, where you can whip in something fresh like a raspberry puree, throw it in the oven the night before so that it's ready to be glazed with something like a really zesty of the season grapefruit glaze. I think just pairs, it's dense, it's rich, it's full of life, it's vibrant. It's a great way to start the day, and it pairs really beautifully with any blend of coffee that you might have. For me, a really great medium-bodied roasted coffee is a great pairing for any kind of dessert, any time of day. A coffee house blend, a Colombian coffee, is a great thing to keep at home this time of year, because it will range with your desserts from mild to wild, whether you're serving something nice fruity or a nice, rich, luscious, chocolate-based dessert. For me, it's really about how you shop at the grocery store that sets the tone for how you're thinking about pairing your dessert, whether it's cake in the morning or that last bite of the evening after an incredible holiday spread. A little cup of coffee really helps digestion, and it helps give you a little kick so that you can share in the camaraderie just a few more hours this holiday season when you're pairing it with cake.
Well, excellent. Christina, we got about 30 seconds left. Where can I go for more information?
I was going to say, you'll probably never forgive me if I don't tell you where to get the recipes for these three great cakes, and it's at folgerscoffee.com. I wish you a holiday season full of baking and coffee drinking.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much. Christina Tozzi, a two-time James Beard award-winning chef and owner of Milk Bar, known for baking outside of the lines and turning dessert on its head. Christina founded Milk Bar in 2008 with locations now in New York City, Toronto, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, coming soon to Southern California, Los Angeles as well. Christina, happy holidays to you, and thank you so much. So appreciate you. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. Prince Royce and Sprint introduce a new international promotion and sweepstakes. With Sprint, enjoy free calls and texts from the U.S. to Colombia, Peru, Venezuela, and more destinations in Latin America and the Caribbean for 6 months. After, pay just $15 per month, plus your monthly service plan. Also, enter the Yebame Sprint sweepstakes for a chance to win devices, gift cards, and a trip abroad to visit family for one lucky winner. Enter on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just use hashtag Yebame Sprint Sweeps plus your country code.
What's up? It's Prince Roy. I know how important it is to stay connected with family, especially during the holidays. Now with Sprint, I can call my family in the Dominican Republic for free. Be sure to head to getonthisfriend.com to learn about the sweepstakes for a chance to win an awesome trip to visit your relatives abroad, plus other cool prizes.
6 weekly and 1 grand prize winner will be chosen. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia, 18 and older, void where prohibited. Sweepstakes begins at midnight Eastern Time on November 12th and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2018. For official rules and complete details, visit getonthisfriend.com. International long distance requires domestic service plan with primary usage within the United States. Restrictions apply.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not gonna hide. Cause the greatest risk we'll ever take is back.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Michelle Owens is going to be joining us. Hopefully we can get a hold of her. She's an attorney spokesperson for Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. Of course, a lot of controversy and the language in this whole situation regarding Title IX ever since Secretary DeVos had introduced changes, last week, and on Friday, it put forth new regulations balancing how universities and colleges handle sexual assault allegations. Now, due process deniers and campus zealots immediately lost their minds, claiming that this sets women back, furthers the rape culture, and many more highly emotional, nonsensical, inflammatory, and politically driven drivel, as they might say. And, this is extreme. I mean, this is all contributory to what we were talking about earlier with Dr. John Schneider. And that is the language that is used. It's so unhinged. I mean, how can you have a conversation with somebody and have reason together and understand when something is introduced, it's automatically the worst thing ever and things are being brought into play that were never intentional? I mean, like, you're going to tell me the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, is going to do something that's going to purposely pull women? That's not even reasonable. It doesn't make sense whatsoever. Michelle Owens joins us now. Michelle, I've been looking forward to this opportunity to speak with you. You're the expert in this field, and I need you to help our audience understand what was under the Obama administration, what they did with Title IX, and what the Trump administration had to do in order to bring back the process of due process back into play.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad to explain.
first off, under the Obama administration, the guidelines had changed in 2011, and they lowered some standards of what you have to prove to have sexual assault, and how you deal with it had been really changed to where it was really negative for males who are falsely accused. And I say males because it's generally males that are accused. You know, sometimes it's not, but generally. But what Betsy DeVos has done, she rescinded those rules a year ago and put in some interim guidance that made things better. But what she has done now is completely overhauled the system and the rules and made it where we have brought back due process. You know, for instance, with under Obama, if a male was accused or someone was accused, they didn't get to know what they were accused of.
Mm-hmm.
They were had to go in and defend themselves from something, not knowing exactly who they were accused of assaulting and when. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's true.
Right.
You literally had to go in and defend yourself against something that you didn't know what it was. And
that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. And now, you know, simple rules like, by the way, you get to know what you're accused of.
Mm-hmm.
And you you get to defend yourself against that.
Right. Well, don't you get a chance to face the accuser now as well, or are they
now
they
you
still
do.
Yes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, now you have the opportunity to not only face your accuser but cross-examine them.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to have an advisor who could be an attorney actually do that for you, which is brand new. Normally there was no attorney in this thing at all. They could not, you know, if I was there, because that's what I do, I'm there and I kind of advise my client as to what to say. So I'm kind of like the puppet master and he's the puppet, you know, saying what I tell him to. But now I can actually do that instead of him, so it doesn't look like a Saturday Night Live skit when we're trying to do the interview.
Right. Yeah, and especially something like this that's, I mean, people's lives are in the balance. I mean, we hear the anecdotal stories of young men who's, you know, they're kicked out of school. They're told to pack their bags. You're done. And it's like, wait a minute. What just hit me here? You know, you're rolling along and then all of a sudden you're trying to assemble the pieces to remember, okay, what was it? You know, who was it, especially on these college campuses and the hookup culture that exists there. But I guess we're not supposed to talk about that.
Well, yeah, and you're also not supposed to talk about the fact that sometimes girls lie. And, you know, as crazy as that sounds, it's true. And so imagine being one of those guys that's told to pack your bags and leave, and you're like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I didn't even have sex with that girl.
Right.
So, you know, that's happened, and it's real, and it's horrible. And, you know, when a guy gets, or anybody gets expelled from a school for sexual assault under Title IX, they cannot get into another school absent really extraordinary measures. So it's very, very difficult to get in. So pretty much your education's over for the most part.
Scarlet A is on the male figure now, huh?
Yeah, and not only it's on there, it's preventing them from, you know, having for meaningful employment, you know, from meaningful education that would lead to employment. I mean, a lot of these people were, you know, they had plans for what they were going to do, and now that's just kind of sidelined. And this is a really difficult thing to manage emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's when you've done it, you haven't done it, it really takes a toll. A lot of these boys, you know, are suicidal, are depressed. It's just a really big ordeal for them. I've had more than one client who has been in the psychiatric ward as a direct result of these accusations.
Wow. No, this is devastating, and you can only imagine what it must be doing to the individual and his family members, everybody that, you know, people that were involved in investing in this child's education.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's turned upside down. Michelle, what numbers are we talking about? I've heard anywhere from 8-10% accusations turn out to be false. Do you have a definable number?
They really don't have a number, and any number that you hear is just false. When you hear the 1 in 5 is raped, it's just not true because there is no real way to gather that information.
Mm-hmm.
So all I can tell you is that this has taken over my practice in the last 3 years, and all I deal with are false accusations. I don't represent people if I feel like they actually have raped a woman. But I represent boys who sometimes acted like a jerk, sometimes they were rude to the girl.
Right.
But they didn't rape her or assault her. You know, and that's a different thing. It's different having bad manners. It's different than committing a felony. And so I represent those boys, and it's taken over my practice. So
wow.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a very high number. And, you know, I know one school in the South said that they get 200 accusations of rape across their Title IX desk every week.
Every week? 200?
Yeah, and you know that there aren't 200 rapes on a college
right.
every week. There's
right.
just not. Because,
yes.
you know, and you go back to those numbers Joe Biden keeps saying, 1 in 5. Okay, we would be ridiculously stupid to send our children to a school where there are 1 in 5 rapes.
Right,
so
exactly.
Nobody really believes that.
Well, you might as well send your daughter on one of those migrant caravans with birth control pills, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, it's just so false. No one believes that. We all know it's not true. You know, unless you're using the definition of rape as if some of these, you know, Title IX coordinators are, where they, you know, define it very differently than what we do. I mean, they define stalking as unwanted flirting.
Right. Right. Well, and it's just like that deal, like during the Kavanaugh hearings, you know, they had to give, Judge Kavanaugh the definition of sexual assault, right? I mean, here's a judge having to read this so that he understood the parameters of what, you know, he was being accused of.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, wait a minute, I didn't do this, so can you please tell me what it is you're saying I did?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this, I mean, it is so serious, but yet so ludicrous, and the consequences that are taking place here. And, of course, let's go back and understand what's happening here. Are the universities are doing everything they can to protect their reputations, right? And so,
right.
You know, this comes into play as well. And explain to our audience how that alters the whole perspective.
Yeah, and so what has happened now? First off, what's happened now is that when Betsy DeVos and the Department of Education made the new rules, they went back to the meaning of the statute under Title IX. And the statute really was to make sure that people were educated equally. Title IX was never meant to handle sexual assault and discrimination in the way that we're talking about it. It was meant to handle discrimination in the education arena.
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep that in mind, everything they've done makes perfect sense. Because what they've done is said that it has to be something that the universities knew about and that they were aware of in order for it to come into play under Title IX. So therefore, if they did not know about it and didn't have control over the situation, then they aren't responsible for it. And that means that if something happened off campus or outside of the university's control, even though it was their college students, they aren't responsible. And that means it doesn't come under Title IX. So that takes a huge chunk of incidents that have been reported out of play. Just the out of off campus, you know, most of these happen in an apartment or a dorm room. So if it's a dorm room, it's obviously the university's, you know, in their control. But if it's an apartment off campus, it's not. So that takes all of those out of play.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, but even in a dorm room though, Michelle, I mean, let's face it, you know, kids can be sneaky. They're going to work around whatever it is that they can to do what it is that they want to do and then claim foul, and then it's the university's responsibility?
Well, and I agree with what you're saying. I think that they just had to find a dividing line, and that
right.
was it. You know?
No. Okay.
But I agree.
We're out of time, but we got to have you back and discuss this further. I appreciate your counsel on this and enlightening our audience. Michelle Owens has been our guest on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michelle. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me. You too.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
What if there was a social media network?